So I'm now joined by the Mayor. Welcome to Leighton Buzz Radio.
Thanks very much indeed.
I wonder if you could tell us what your hopes for the retail park here are.
The retail park offers a choice for the residents of Leighton Buzzard. So I do beg your pardon. Can you correct that to Leighton Linslade, please? Because we are officially Leighton Linslade. It gives us a choice. The High Street is a fantastic street.
Absolutely.
But we must make it bigger.
Yes.
I've just been talking with the developer from this site, of the Grovebury Road site, and he said, who do I speak to talk about developing south of the High Street? So please, I hope from
so
Little
when you stop,
Acorns.
When you stop jumping up and down with joy.
Yes, yes. So we hope that's going to go ahead. It's got to go ahead. We all, most people know the history of why south of the High Street was killed as a shopping centre.
We've certainly talked about it a lot,
yes,
on Leighton Buzz Radio.
Yeah.
And the current planning permission and the fight against the Mayfair 500 permission is a big deal.
Yes, but had the south of the High Street retail not been killed by an earlier High Court case, then the Mayfair 500 development wouldn't have come, because we'd already have our shopping centre in the town with Marks and Spencer's, not just food, but Marks and Spencer's clothes as well.
So if you think about the retail park here, it offers obviously lots of jobs and lots of shopping opportunities and choice for us as residents. What other benefits do you think it'll bring to the town?
Well, you've just mentioned jobs. I've just been told it's going to be well over 200 jobs on this site. Mm. And these are not 0 hours temporary contract jobs, though there will, I think, be some of those over Christmas in the busy period. There always are in shopping.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't have worked as a student in the holidays unless such jobs had occurred.
Most of us funded our degrees that way, didn't we?
But that is over 200 permanent, well-paid, good jobs in retail in this town. Not in a warehouse as in Dunstable, dare I say it, Amazon. This is people in this town. And quite frankly, we love it.
No, sounds good. And is there anything else you'd like to say about the opening of the development? It was great to see you cut the ribbon and that kind of thing. Doesn't come across maybe quite so well on radio.
No, I'd have snapped the scissors together a bit noisily if I'd realised. But I'm very proud to have done that. I'm very proud to be mayor of this town. I'm not a local person. I only came here 20 years ago. But this town has taken me to its heart. No one has ever criticised me for not being a local. It's always me who has to bring it up. I was brought up on a council estate in West Bromwich, and quite frankly, I don't think I've been there for about 15 years, and I don't want to go there. I now live in Leighton Buzzard. I want to do everything I can for this wonderful town that's adopted me.
I agree. It's a very welcoming town, and I think we all appreciate the work that's gone into making this development happen and the work that you all continue to do.
Yes, I hope so. Certainly hope so. Unfortunately, I wasn't at the planning committee that gave the planning permission for this town because I was visiting my family in New Zealand. So I think you may forgive me for being there. But
other than that, you've seen it the whole way through.
I've seen it the whole way through, and I was in despair at one point when it was being delayed by High Court action. But once that was out of the way, Claymore have got on and have built us a fabulous retail park, and I do my shopping.
And help with the infrastructure for residents to get here as well.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. We've made sure that there is a bus service now. I think very shortly there could be a second, in that we have when the Roman Gate development's finished, we hope to have a D2 running as well, which will make it a lot better.
Another loop through the town.
Another loop through the town. Yes. Yeah. So the town council want to make this town an even better place. Not make it great. We want to make it even greater. We are great now.
It's already great.
Yes, quite. Yes, and I'm sorry if I'm pinching Donald Trump's phrases there, but he has to do something good, and that phrase isn't bad.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time and joining us on Leighton Buzz Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure.